Well, at the time that we filed our lawsuit in January of 2006, the San Diego Correctional Facility was really grossly overcrowded. And this had been the case for several years, in fact, where they had been housing three detainees in cells that were designed for two. And just to be clear and try to paint as clear a picture as possible, what that basically meant was that you have a very, very small cell, actually, where you would typically have just a bunk bed and a small desk and a toilet unit. And what they were doing was putting what they call a boat, a plastic unit, on the floor in pretty much the only floor space available in the room, directly underneath the toilet. So that basically meant that for individuals who were held in their cells for sometimes 12 to 13 hours a day and up to 24 hours a day when they were placed on lockdown, there would be literally no room to stand, pace, do a push-up, anything whatsoever. These are conditions that actually have been confirmed, not just by our own allegations, but the government has conceded that there was this practice. And it was reported on in a report by the Government Accountability Office as well. At the time that we filed our suit, conditions actually were getting worse, not better, for a number of months. In addition to having three people in many of the cells designed for two people, they also had many additional individuals housed in bunk beds in the day rooms as sort of an overflow population. The reason why this is a problem that both ICE and CCA are responsible for is that ICE, as the legal custodian, determines when to detain a person and where that person is going to be housed, in which facility that is. And once the number of people who were housed at San Diego exceeded the number of people that the facility was designed to house, it was really incumbent upon ICE to either find another location to house detainees or to rethink some of its detention practices in that area. So, for instance, many detainees at that particular facility we know have been held for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years while awaiting for a decision on their case by immigration courts or by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And many of those individuals are eligible, actually, for release from detention on their own recognizance or on bond, and yet ICE rarely ever considers them for release until a federal court intervenes and orders those considerations to be taken into account. For CCA, CCA really is the jailer here, and CCA determines where detainees are going to be housed in the facility that they're managing. And as a purported expert in corrections practices, they have to know when a facility becomes dangerously overcrowded, when a facility is over its capacity. And the tension in this particular facility actually boiled over in September 2006, shortly before we filed our lawsuit, because detainees were very frustrated with the problems that were caused by overcrowding and actually with CCA's efforts to try to expand overcrowding even more. So it really is an issue where both parties were responsible because either party had an opportunity to say, we simply can't take more people at this facility. We need to find another solution.